Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Somebody loves you. I know the matter is the game I play. I send this one thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. She was born Brenda Webb, but her stage name is Crystal Gale. And I've waited a long time for this, Crystal. Welcome to The Mark White Show.
Well, thank you for having me on.
On June the 10th, 2017, my wife bought me tickets to go to the Ryman to hear you and Charlie Pride for my birthday. If you recall, Randy Travis walked on the stage to tell Charlie happy birthday.
Yes.
I was sitting on about the second row. I had emailed the folks at the Ryman and said, is there any way I could meet Crystal for my birthday? They got the message about 2 days late, and it never happened. So what I decided to do, Crystal, was to start a radio show where I could then have you come on the show and I could interview you. So it's been 3 years in the making.
Well, I wish I'd known. I definitely would have said hello. And next time.
Your music was playing in the house in the early 80s. Your music was a great comfort to me as a kid. And so I listened to your music and I appreciated your music. There you go as far as my fanship.
Well, thank you. I appreciate listening to that. You did grow up listening. They made you listen.
I enjoyed it. That's the main thing, right? There's so many different songs that hit the heart. And to me, music, that's what it's about, is touching a person's heart no matter what age they are and having an effect on them in a positive way so that they find something in that song that touches their life.
Definitely, to me, music is healing. And in so many ways. And it crosses so many boundaries. I mean, it crosses languages. I love it when I receive mail from all over the world. And, you know, it makes me feel good because I know that even maybe they can't speak my language, but they're feeling the heart in the song. For me, winning awards are great, but I think receiving letters where people have told me that my music has helped them through a hard time in their life, whether it was abuse or just a breakup or an illness, that listening to my music helped them. And that to me means a whole lot.
Isn't that amazing that you can actually sing a song and it touches somebody that you absolutely have no idea who they are? They can share their heart with you and let you know that your song reached out to them around the world and had an effect on them, and your voice had an effect. You're one person, but you found a way to make a difference in somebody's life.
Well, that to me is so special. And like I said, you know, I love all my awards I've received, but I love those letters, I think, the most, because they really reach into my heart. They help me in so many ways.
I was going through the list of people who you have talked to over the years through interviews, and I went through Ralph Emery and Dick Clark and Dan Rather and Bob Hope and Crook and Chase, and then I thought, Mark White is now on that list. You've talked to a lot of people.
I sure have. You know, I look back on my career when I did the Country Music Hall of Fame had a few months of my life being shared in the hall. And, you know, I was going through all my boxes of things and I'm like, I did that? I don't remember it. You know, wait, I'm tired. I got really tired looking at what I had done through the years. It's so rewarding to see the pictures and then the memories start coming back.
As we started out, everybody has a different take when they interview, and there's different subjects that you might want to talk about, and there's different subjects you might not want to. What I try to do, of course, is to recognize difference makers and bring their stories to the attention of people who need encouragement and inspiration. Throughout those interviews, you had to have found something that you really had a passion for that you just loved to talk about. What was that subject?
I would say my upbringing and my family. I'm very lucky. all our, the children in my family are lucky to have had very, very special parents that had great values. And that to me was very important in my upbringing. We didn't have a whole lot, but to them, we had food on the table and a roof over our head, and that was all we needed. My mother was not materialistic. We would buy her presents at Christmas, and if someone came in that door the next day that needed it more, it went out with them. And it did not bother us. We knew that she loved giving. She loved helping. You know, I think, you know, talking about my upbringing, that definitely is important to me.
Well, you were a coal miner's daughter, too.
Yes, I was. And when the mine started closing and my dad started getting sick, we moved to Wabash, Indiana. And that's where I grew up. I was about four. And, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, how can you be Loretta's sister? You don't sound like her. What they don't realize is 19 years between us. And, you know, I had an upbringing not in Kentucky. I was there a few years, and then my upbringing was Indiana. Then I moved to Tennessee after I graduated from high school. So my background definitely is totally different.
The young ones seem to be a little more lively. My great-grandmother, who helped raise me, she was born in 1906, and her youngest sister was born in 1926. And the difference between Mamaw in 1906 and her sister Sue in 1926 was night and day. Aunt Sue was the fun one. Mamaw was the practical one. Which one's the practical one of you guys, Brenda?
Oh, of the siblings? Of course me, you know. Oh, you know, we have so many. There's four girls and four boys, and we have lost all our brothers now. And we miss them a whole lot, and I still talk to them. But, you know, practical, you know, there's Betty, you know, we're all practical in ways because we have a lot of common sense. And to me, that, you know, you can have a lot of book learning.
That's right.
And, but I think you need that common sense to really go out there and conquer the world. There's so many things out there now. I mean, if you look at the internet, and I look at stories, news stories, and then sometimes I'll have comments underneath, and I'm thinking, who raised these kids? Who is ever commenting? And they're all usually fighting each other on, you know.
Yes, on, yes.
And it's like, we don't need that. They really shouldn't let them comment on anything, because it just fuels things that does not need to be there.
I was actually covering President Trump in Tupelo, and I had my White House press credentials. So I was up there behind ABC and next to CNN, and Fox was about two down. And I was talking to the guy from CNN, and he said, you know what it sounds like you're doing? He said, news that unites. And I said, that's pretty catchy. I like that. So
I do too.
The new slogan, suddenly it was the Mark White Show, news that unites.
It's what we need. Yes.
Yes.
You know, there's not room for this divide. And we need to all come together. And I don't, you know, it only takes a few people to make something small big. So, you know, that I think that does it a lot of times. Definitely we need people uniting together.
Let me go to a break, and we'll come back in, and we'll talk more about how we can unite as a people here in this country, especially as we're starting to learn a little more grassroots, down-to-earth behavior due to this thing called COVID-19. Will you hang in here with me?
I sure will.
Folks, we're talking to Crystal Gale on The Mark White Show during the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Great conversation so far. I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope that you'll stick with us for the next segment. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Somebody loves you, I do. Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks.
hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and M's in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and M's, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen now.
Don't know where. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone and don't even
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now we're in the middle of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm talking to Crystal Gale, also known as Brenda in her household. Welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun.
I'm loving it. And the last segment, we talked about unity between people and how we need to find common ground and ways that we can get along with each other and work together and not necessarily lock arm in arm because we've got to have 6 feet between us. But right now, just find ways that we can help each other.
We definitely need to help each other in so many different ways. I think a lot of people that didn't cook before are starting to cook because they're not going out as much. we can't hide from this virus. We can't see it. How can you really hide from it? And I do think safely we do need to get back to opening up and being out there, because I think staying in too much is it's not good mentally.
No.
So but there's ways to do it. And, you know, I was just at the drugstore, so, you know, I had my mask on, even though I don't want it, but I did it. So all we have to do is just keep that on until we can get this thing going.
Well, I told a young lady at the grocery store yesterday, she had her mask on, and I said, we can just see how pretty your eyes are now. Because the whole 75% of the face is covered and you just see the eyes. It's like, wow, your eyes are really pretty.
That's sweet.
But I enjoyed that. And it is a time where I've seen so many people come together in a big way. And I do want to add, as always, those who are on the front lines out there working – They do it day in and day out. And I've had the privilege to talk to a nurse who is from Decatur, Alabama, but went to New York to volunteer there in their hospitals to serve. Her name's Nina Bennett, and I appreciate her service along with all the others who have left their families. Here, get this, Brenda. I had a gentleman who brought us some ground meat from a grocery store to our house. He did not allow me to pay for it. And then the very next day, he went to the ER to work, and he was there for 44 days without his family. The only thing he could do was go up to the glass door of his house and wave at his children. And what a reunion it was just a couple of days ago when he was able to go back to his family, hugs and kisses. He was back. What an amazing story.
That's great. Definitely. I mean, they are angels out there, and they're doing so much work, and we just have to keep them in our prayers and our thoughts, and we love every minute and everything they're doing. And, you know, I know that it's not easy, but I know that they feel rewarded inside as well.
In your career, as long as you've been in the entertainment industry and your name is well known and recognized, what is something that you found a passion in that you really wanted to take your name and be able to use it to help a special group or organization or a family or individuals?
Well, through my career, I've done a lot of different charity works, from arthritis to cancer to Make-A-Wish. I mean, that is so special. I think it's called different things in different areas, but Make-A-Wish was here in Nashville. And with the children, I mean, helping some child and meeting them and being a part of their lives, you really can't put it into words what it means to you to see these children doing something that they wanted to do, and you're helping them do it. And to me, my name has, you know, I've been out there singing, recording, and people have listened to my music, and I feel so thrilled that they do. But to take that name and use it for good, use it to help people, not just to do a commercial so somebody will see it and buy a product. I've always said I've turned down more money because I didn't believe in the product. I mean, you see a lot of entertainers, they advertise, and if you don't like the product, you shouldn't do the advertisement for it. So I turned a lot down because I didn't care for the product, and I didn't want someone to buy it just because I liked it.
And it goes back to your character. As you mentioned, your parents were a big influence on you and the values that you were raised with. And those things stay with us long after our parents are gone. And both of my parent figures are gone. My dad's gone and my grandparents are gone. And they continue to live in us through how we act toward other people. You were 8 years old when your father passed away.
Yes, it was hard. I sort of went inside when he passed away. And I know one of my sisters was saying I wasn't crying, and they were just upset that I wasn't crying. But sometimes you go in and you deal with a song I recorded years later, Too Deep for Tears, the sorrow that you feel. You know, I did cry, but I was young, so it was totally, you're still in a shock. What's going on? Why are things different? So definitely, and my mother passed away, I guess I was 31, somewhere in there, 32, somewhere in that area, and that was very difficult. But I talked to my mother all the time. She actually, when we moved to Indiana, she worked at a restaurant first, and then she started working at a nursing home. And she took a mail order class in nursing. And, I mean, she was healing patients with all different things that doctors actually came to see what she was doing. She was, because they couldn't do it. She brought her folk medicine with her. She was wonderful. She was, we called her the healer.
One of the songs that I think about that really fits this show is Somebody Loves You. People need to know that somebody does love them and somebody does care about them, and there is hope in their life.
Definitely. You know, when I have felt so much love in my career from people that have come out to my shows or from letters, but I hope that they have felt the same love from me as well.
Ultimately, we have to keep grounded as people, no matter what we're doing in this life, to stay grounded and to find value in the things that mean the most in our life and not get away from those things, but to really grab hold of them and hold on, because obviously your husband Bill and your family, your children, these are the things that you have long after the entertainment industry says goodbye.
That's true. It's your family, your friends. And the entertainment industry is so different now than when it was when I started out. And there's so many wonderful songs out there and so much going on, but it definitely has changed. And, you know, it used to be a little more family oriented in Nashville, where you could go out and you knew half the town, but now it's so big that it definitely has changed.
At 16 years old, I know you had that opportunity on the Grand Ole Opry. That right there for a musician, for a singer, was a huge step. Now a huge step is getting a million hits on YouTube.
You know, being on the Opry, when my sister, she had gotten sick, and they let me go on stage and sing a song in her place. And that was so special, so great. Still can recall being there, and I still have the dress. Mother made it, and I still have it. I sang a Marty Robbins song, Ribbon of Darkness, and when I started out my career a few years later, I opened for Marty.
Oh, wow.
It was just so special.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with the Mexican girl. I love Marty Robbins. That's incredible.
Oh, I did too. His son is great. And a great singer in keeping his music alive too.
Crystal Gayle, it has been a joy to have you on the program and to talk to you as Brenda as well. And I love your music, and I know that we have many fans out there who are listening right now. And this is a big shout out to those fans and those supporters of Crystal Gayle throughout the years. And I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed being on your show, Mark. You've got a great one.
Thank you. I waited 3 years to talk to you.
Okay.
I guess I can go take off my Crystal Gayle t-shirt now.
No, you're going to keep it on.
People on a journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Guess I'll do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.